Welcome to the Healing Elixir Podcast. I'm your host, Alexis Charles. And today, I was thinking about what I was going to talk about today on the podcast. And honestly, you guys know that I am into astrology. I am an intuitive astrologer, but I don't even want to put all of those names on what I am because I'm more than just those titles. However, I know I have a message, and I didn't know how to quite articulate this message because honestly, it's just, I had to like dissect the message. I had to understand what spirit was talking to, what my higher self was talking about. And yes, we have a lot of transits coming up. Mercury just went retrograde in Gemini. We have a lunar eclipse in Scorpio this weekend. And there's something else that's prominent. However, I was just like, spirit, what's going on? What is going on? Right now, the biggest advice that I can give you is to tap in with yourself. And what I mean by that is spend time alone. Spend time with yourself. Spend time understanding yourself. Spend time getting to know yourself. I always articulate that in my episodes. But knowing yourself and knowing who you are is very prominent right now, and understanding who you are and being able to tap into your own intuition. And there's a lot of confusion going around, and that was one of the things that I kept hearing. The mind is very, the mind is a focus right now. Your mind is a focus right now. And whatever your mind is focused on right now is what you are manifesting into your life. Your reality is your thoughts. The biggest, message here is control your mind, control your thoughts. Be dominant over your mind. Be open to new information, but not easily swayed. When I say that is, you can see all of this information out in the world, but at the end of the day, do not blindly follow anyone. Do your research. Go read. Go tapping into your intuition. Tap into yourself. Ask yourself, should I go there? Not even in a scared way, but in a way of knowing. Should I go there? Should I do this? Et cetera, et cetera. Your mind is very important right now. The reset. And I kept hearing that. I was like, the reset. What the reset? Resetting your mind. Knowing yourself. Creating peace and harmony within. So whenever anything comes to try to tear down what you have built, you are still standing. Your mind. That's the most important part. Your mind is the most important part. That is the only thing that can be really attacked, especially by the media, is your mind. Read, you guys. Tap into yourself, you guys. Tapping into yourself is you getting alone and you actually hearing your thoughts, writing down what you feel, writing down what you see in your mind. Write it down. Write down what you see. There's a lot of issues going on in the world. I want you guys to just listen to these things. If it doesn't apply to you, then that's okay. It doesn't matter. Your escapism is the issue. You escaping your feelings and emotions is the issue. You not acknowledging what you feel in your heart space and expressing it is the issue, you guys. What I mean by that is you need to allow yourself to feel how you feel without any repercussions from yourself. Sometimes we sit there and be like, I can't even say this because I'm a man. I can't say this because I'm a woman. What? When you go beyond that. Do your homework on yourself. I always reflect, especially at the end of the day, what did I learn? What did I see that I don't normally see on a daily basis? How can I expand my consciousness more today than I did yesterday? How can I see the world differently? What is wealth to me? What is peace to me? What is your definition of those things? If there was no money in the world, what would you even want? What would wealth be to you if there was no money in the world? What would you want? Peace, happiness, love? What would you want? If money was a non-factor, what would you be striving for? These are questions that you really need to ask yourself at this time. Everyone knows. Well, I can't say everyone. People know that there is spiritual warfare going on. It's like a daily thing, especially in the media. If you're listening to the news every single day, I would advise you not do that. Step away from that and step into yourself. You guys, the reset, the recalibration of your mind, the realignment of your melanin, the realignment of you. And you know who you are. This information, if it resonates with you, is resonating with you. You know who I'm talking to. When is the last time you sat down with yourself? When is the last time you actually heard your thoughts and wrote them down? I was like, damn, I'm really thinking a lot of negative thoughts. Why? When's the last time you got to the root of that? When is the last time you stopped pointing the finger at other people and started taking accountability for your own actions? When's the last time? Yes, and I'll say this again, even though that's no longer my story, but I know I need to say this to connect to somebody. I was molested multiple times when I was a kid. And honestly, that was a part of me that was taken away at an early age. And a lot of people just see me and they'll be like, how do you say these things? How can you just heal? I healed because I took my power back. I didn't want that to be my story no more, so it wasn't. I have authority over my own life and authority over my own thoughts. And right now, the reset is to have authority over your own thoughts. You can heal. You can. At any point in time, you can. The reset right now. Having dominion over your thoughts and how you think so you can create your heaven on earth. Understand what wealth means to you. What does it mean to you? What do you mean to you? When you look in the mirror, how do you feel about yourself? How do you feel about yourself? And do you understand how you feel, that vibration, how you feel about yourself also contributes to the things that you're attracting? Because it's trying to mirror back to you what you feel. You can't get away from that. You can't get away from yourself. You can't get away from your feelings. Because they will constantly show up everywhere, everywhere in your world. Healing is prominent right now. The world is changing. You guys, I'm the Healing Elixir on all of my platforms. On Instagram, I have posted, I think it was my last post, I talked about the world is changing and it's going to be felt by different people. It's going to be felt differently by different people. So how are you feeling this shift right now? Like, literally, ask yourself, how are you feeling? Uncertain? What are your emotions? Do you even acknowledge them? Do you sit down with yourself? A lot of change is happening. And strong mental stability is needed right now. Strong mental stability is what is needed right now. You need to take care of yourself. You need to take care of your mind, body, soul, and spirit. You need to get your finances in order. You need to slow down. You need to recognize yourself. Recognize what you need. Recognize what the people you care about need and what you're able to give without overgiving, without overcompensating. And the only way you'll be able to do this is if you know yourself. If you have a strong relationship with the person you look at when you see some, when you see them in the mirror, you. Strong mental stability. If you don't get anything from this podcast episode, I want you to carry strong mental stability in your subconscious and then ask yourself what that means to you and how can you become mentally stronger right now at this moment. Do you need to read? Do you need to ground yourself? Do you say positive affirmations? Do you need to change your environment? Do you need to move? What do you need to do? Only you can answer that question. Thank you for listening to the Healing Elixir podcast. Let's heal. Let's elevate. Let's upgrade your reality.